Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Drive. I hope you had a great week. Welcome to the Daily Drive. I'm your host, Ken Knorr. You can find me on Twitter at Ken Knorr. That's K-E-N-K-N-O-R-R. Make sure you hit that favorite or subscribe. Thanks and enjoy the show. You've been out there making history this week. History in your own business, and you join a lot of amazing things that happened in business history this week. In 1775, the first continental currency was issued, now making it possible to make money or lose money in American currency. In 1810, John Jacob Astor organized the Pacific Fur Company. In 1832, John Howe patented the pin manufacturing machine. That's pin with an I. And in 1834, Cyrus McCormick patents the reaping machine. In 1840, Samuel Morse invented the telegraph. And then a really important thing for us entrepreneurs, in 1847, the first ring donut was created by Hanson Gregory. We'd have to wait years to get Mountain Dew. In 1863, the first bank was chartered in the United States, the National Bank of Davenport, Iowa. In 1894, workers held a strike against the Pullman Car Company. In 1911, the NAACP was incorporated. In 1963, the Beatles formed Beatles LTD to handle their income. In 1977, oil entered the Trans-Alaskan pipeline for the first time. It exited 38 days later in Valdez. In 1984, Virgin Atlantic Airways commences flight operations from Gatwick to Newark. In 1990, Florida banned the thong bathing suit. How is this important to business? Well, it was really important to thong bathing suit manufacturers. In 1994, Howard Stern started his first 30-minute television program on the E Network. In 1996, Nintendo 64 went on sale in Japan. In 2004, the Spaceship One becomes the first privately funded space plane to achieve space flight. In 2012, Moody's downgraded 15 banks in the United States, UK, Canada, and Europe. In 2017, toymaker Mattel released 15 new body types for Ken, one with a man bun. And no, I don't have a man bun. And also in 2017 this week, Uber founder Travis Kalanick resigned as the CEO after a shareholder revolt. I'm sure you did something historic this week to add to the list. If you're using the Anchor app, send us a voice message and tell us what you did this week. Maybe we'll share it on the show. And finally, this week in 2018, the Daily Drive podcast began its first broadcast, and we're so glad that you're here. That's all I got for this week. I'm going to give you one little preview, though. Starting on Monday, we're going to begin Motivational Mondays. And this Monday, we have a great smart speaker joining us for the first time, our first guest speaker, and I'll ask you to tune in. I think you're going to find it pretty motivational. We hope you enjoy today's episode of The Daily Drive, and hope you tune back again tomorrow for more to get your drive up from The Daily Drive. Thanks to our sponsors, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your private label or reseller partner instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the private label provider of choice for some of the biggest names in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you like the show, or if you have feedback, if you're using the Anchor app, please send us a voice message and we might play it on our next episode. Also, make sure to give us a favorite, subscribe, or share it with your friends. Thanks a lot, and see you tomorrow.